Welcome back to the Weekender on Y95. I'm Kevin Northup. Well, the colder weather has set in and the holidays are over, and that means that some folks, and including myself, I'm guilty of this, can kind of laze around a little bit and not be active. Well, we want to change that for you because there's lots of great programs happening through Yarmouth Recreation. As always, it's not just summer programs, not just spring or fall. Winter is very, very important as well to keep moving. And we have the Community Recreation Coordinator, Matt Smith, with us in studio this morning for Yarmouth Recreation to talk more about their winter programs and ways you can stay active during the winter months. So, Matt, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a little bit about yourself, too. You're new to the job back in August.
Yeah, recently moved here, came in August, been here for about 6 months, starting to kind of get my feet under me and build up some programs and understand more of what the community is looking for.
Excellent. How have you liked Yarmouth so far and the Tri-Counties? What's it been like for you?
Well, it's negative 40 in Calgary where I moved from, and it just dropped below zero this week for the first time, so it's been pretty nice.
We are known as like the Sun Belt of the Nova Scotia for some reason down here. I guess we're the most southern point, so that makes sense. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying it here, and lots of folks can certainly enjoy the programs through Yarmouth Recreation. For yourself, in joining Yarmouth Recreation, you knew about all the programs that they offer. How big is that to have this organization, you know, for the community to be able to go out and use these programs?
Oh, it's essential. Having a service like Yarmouth Recreation where we can create low accessible physical activity programming through either seniors programming, adult programming, youth programming, whatever it is, to get people more physically active is essential for your health. Recreation isn't just for fun. It's also a type of healthcare, and it's a way to keep us healthy for a long time and to keep us moving. So having Yarmouth Rec funded by the town of Yarmouth and the municipality of Yarmouth really is essential for getting this community active and keeping everyone healthy over the long term.
Yeah, and like I said, this time of year, I guess we can get a little complacent, and I know a lot of people start that new year, new me type of thing too, so that's good, but a lot of us can get, I'm guilty of that too. The holidays, it's kind of that letdown right now, so you mentioned it, recreation is so important for mental health as well. Do you find that as far as people using it?
Oh, definitely. The feedback we get from people that just get out and exercise daily or get out once a week or join in on one of our walking challenges or participate in a drop-in program, it just changes how you think and keeps you more positive. And I think it makes a huge impact on mental health. And with that post-COVID environment where we were sluggish for 2 years and now we're heading into winter again and it's easier for us to fall back into those habits, finding something to be physically active in or finding something to do, whether it's social recreation through like our board game club or whether it's through recreation, building connections by going to one of our seniors' dances and just making friends and networking. Those are all forms of recreation and ways to get you not only physically active, but mentally active and emotional health and all the positives that come from getting out there in your community.
Such a positive for sure, not to just stay home, get out and do things for sure. Enjoy what Yarmouth has to offer, and Yarmouth Recreation does have a lot to offer. I know you've got a list of programs there, and these really, they always range in any kind of age and many, many different activities, like you said.
Yeah, we try to work within a couple different categories for our programs. So the biggest ones that we look at are our preschool programming. So we have one new program at that age group called Families at Play. This has been a work in the process of bringing back a program that kind of died out around 2018 due to losing some staff. And we really think the value is important to bring it back. So we've worked closely with NSCC and their early childhood educators to build a partnership to provide a program on Friday mornings starting on January 20th for kids from one to school aged in a way for them and their parents to be physically active together. So this program is designed for you to bring your child in or as a caregiver to bring in your child and participate in activities that you can replicate at home to stay active throughout the winter, to stay active throughout the year and not have to go to a recreation center or not have to go to a program or activity. It's to learn skills that you can use with your early preschool age children to stay physically active. And I think that program is really skyrocketing. We're up to 20 families registered already. Wow. It's low income at $2 a family, and it's fully ran by our ECEs in their second year as they're graduating. It's a part of their curriculum. So they actually are getting graded on this, and it's a part of their schooling. So it's a really awesome program, and I hope to see a lot of families take advantage of it.
Holy, that encompasses so much there. I mean, important for the ECEs too, because they're completing their program. So that really works for everyone. And like you said, you can take these skills home, you can learn them, and you can use them all year long, which is great.
Yeah, everything's about longevity, right? Our programming, we're hoping it's not treated like daycare. We're not just trying to create programming for parents to drop their children off, but it's skills that those children can use in the future, or the parents and family can use together. It's about so much more than just having your child come to a program. It's about what skills they can take away from it. With that being said, our biggest program and our number one highlighted program right now is our Nerf Wars. This program I started in Alberta before, and I loved that I got to bring it back to this community. We are currently at almost 30 kids signed up every night. It's for ages 6 to 12. It's essentially a Nerf event on Tuesday nights where they get to play open games. We design a whole obstacle course with walls and barriers, and we provide eyewear and safety, and our three instructors are there to take the kids through different versions of games. But the real idea behind this program was to create physical activity without registered sport. Not every kid can afford to be in hockey or basketball or soccer or dance or any other thing that happens through our winter years, but how can we get them to be physically active? So Nerf Wars is an opportunity for children to go out and participate in physical activity that isn't a registered sport once a week, make new friends. And it, again, is we're trying to keep it as low income as possible at $5 per participant. So again, that's Tuesday nights at Yarmouth Elementary from 6 to 7:30. And if you have questions about that, always reach out to Yarmouth Recreation. This program has grown immensely, and we're excited to see it continue to grow in the community.
Well, I know my son would love that, so I'm going to mention that to him for sure. Nerf Wars, that's certainly awesome. And you've got a multitude of programs there, I'm sure, even more to go through for youth and for adults as well.
Yeah, there's a couple more for youth. The Fun Nights, we have one happening in Carleton on Mondays and one on Fridays at Meadowfields. Those are for kids 6 to 10, and those are just fun activity nights, kind of like a mini version of our summer camps for the evening. And again, this came out of the need of chatting with parents of they don't have a way to go out and go on a date. And they are able to drop their children off at this program for 4 hours from 5:30 till 9:30 on a Friday night. You know, go see a movie, go on a date, get your grocery shopping done, and be able to enjoy your life outside of taking care of your kids. And while that's happening, your kids get to be physically active. They get to participate in social games, make new friends, and have fun. So we're really happy with all the youth programming we have. But what we're excited to bring to Yarmouth and we're hoping to grow is the adult and senior programming. Our senior programming is slowly trickling out. Our biggest hit has been the resurgence of our seniors' dances that happen every second Thursday of the month, which is actually this past Thursday on January 12th. There was the January dance, which was winter themed, and those are located at Lions Club on Parade Street, and they run from 6 to 9:30. And again, they're low income for our seniors at $2 a participant, and we offer one monthly, and we even bring in local bands, and we really grow them. And our best registration so far, we had 110 signed up for our last dance.
Awesome. Awesome. You'll love to see that. I'd love to see them getting out there and doing that for sure. And like you said, that was a popular thing before COVID and everything. So it's great to be able to have these programs back.
Oh, yeah. And it's bringing back what we know and what we loved before COVID. And those dances were huge. And the fact that we couldn't have them through COVID really hurt that community and really hurt our seniors. So having this resource is super important. We're looking at building some new seniors programming. One that I'm trying to grow right now is an active living club for seniors that are, you know, maybe not working anymore and are looking for something to do to stay physically active. We're looking at creating a new club on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. and we'll meet in different parts of the community to do different forms of exercise. So one day it could be meeting at Ellenwood to go through a hike. The next day we could be meeting at Port Maitland for a walk on the beach. Or we could be meeting at Mariners on Main to be able to go for a swim. Lots of different activities. And we're just having that as an open drop-in for seniors as a way for them to be physically active. So if you're interested in that program, please reach out to Yarmouth Recreation. That program is growing as we go with a few registrations, and we want to see more and more community members participate.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the outdoor aspect of that too. What are some other outdoor activities that might be going on through Yarmouth Recreation?
Lots. Yeah. We just finished our lighthouse walking challenge. So we're going to be bringing out our winter walking challenge. So these challenges are put on by our active living coordinator. And they essentially, as you walk throughout your everyday life, you participate in any form of activity, you can track your steps. And as you track your steps, you can submit them in a chance to kind of see where you are compared to other community members to help promote walking in the area. As well, we're going to be bringing back our walking groups. Right now, there is a walking group happening in town on Thursday nights, and we're wanting to bring back one on Tuesdays. And with that, just getting out and being physically active. If you go on Yarmouth Recreation's website, you'll find our trails section that lists all of our trails in the area that have walking paths, the distance of them, the start points, little maps, and little tidbits of information that you might use. And all that information we've gotten through a partnership with YASTA or Yarmouth Tourism. But we definitely recommend getting out there and being physically active, walking one of our trails, and getting to participate in something that isn't just sitting indoors and being physically active in a different way.
And these are all great things to know if you're wanting to start the journey too. You don't necessarily have to be someone that's walking every day to take part in this, right? This is for, you know, levels, for all levels, just starting out too, right?
Exactly. For our walking challenge, we break it into three levels. People that just started walking or just getting into it, the avid walkers and the intermediate walkers. So what we do is we kind of look at how you are and where you want to be and what your goals are. And then we put you in a group of other people at that same level, and you get to compare yourself to them and meet new people and participate. So don't shy away. Don't think that it's really advanced people out there. A lot of the time it's just new faces just trying to get out and meet people. The other one that we have that's, again, outdoors is we're looking at doing some guided hikes. So looking at some of our trails and doing a meeting on maybe a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and just doing a small short hike through one of our beautiful trails. So stay tuned for those as they come up over the next couple weeks. Those are just pop-in, drop-ins. So we don't plan them, but as we get nice weather, we'll post online on our Facebook page or on our website and invite people to come do a guided walk with us. And if you haven't tried the trail, that's a great opportunity to participate.
And like you said, Matt, people that are just starting out can get in that age group. So for you, how important is it to be able to start something out with somebody that's trying to do the same thing? And, you know, a lot of people don't want to start if they have to do it by themselves, or if they're with, or maybe they're at a gym or something like that, and you see everyone lifting the, 150 pounds, like, you get a little intimidated maybe. So how important is that for someone that maybe is a little nervous about starting to start with somebody that's kind of at the same skill level?
Oh, it's immensely important. Being able to build a relationship with someone and grow together. How we build connections in our own society is through shared experiences. So when you go and you participate as a newcomer into an activity and you meet another newcomer, you can build that shared experience and grow together. And it allows you to feel more confident in yourself and feel more vulnerable in the ability to try new things and get outside of that comfort zone. So I do recommend it. If you want to come to some of our programming, we always have lots of new people coming, and it's a chance for you to meet new people and get outside that comfort zone.
2023 could be a good year for you if you take up with Yarmouth Recreation. Lots of great programs, as we've been talking about. Matt, where can we get more information if we want to be able to sign up for something or just take a look at all the programs you have?
Yeah, our website would be my biggest plug there with yarmouthrecreation.ca. But if you're not using our website, we do offer all of our posts are on Facebook. We post daily with all the links to our sign up. And if you're an old school person and you want paper copies, we have them at our office in Hebron. So feel free to stop by, chat with me in person, grab information, and we'll give you some paper copies. And we can sign you up there. With the new move to digital, everything is through online sign up. But we always say if you're not wanting to sign up or you don't have access to a computer, there's nothing stopping you from coming in and seeing us face in our face. We're open 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Hebron, so please stop by at the municipal building and check out our programs.
Well, these all sound great, and you know, I know there'll be much more programming coming forth too in the spring and summer and all year long. So your first few months on the job, you're loving it. You're busy, right, Matt?
Oh, I'm busy and I'm loving it. Yeah, I'm really excited. I've gotten to meet lots of amazing people in the community. I've gotten to see some amazing programs, and I'm really excited to see how this transitions as we continue to stay physically active through the winter months and head into the spring and the summer. And I know just the 1 month I was here in the summer was an amazing time, and I'm excited to spend a whole summer here.
Excellent. Well, Matt, thank you for taking time out of your day to come in and talk to us about this, and we hope that we get more people out for the programs with the Yarmouth Rec.
Awesome, and I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to seeing everyone from the community.
Matt Smith, the Community Recreation Coordinator for Yarmouth Recreation, in studio this morning. And that's our program for today. Thanks for listening. For story suggestions or to submit feedback, email news.cjls@radioabl.ca or call our newsline at 902-749-1919. To listen to archived versions of our program, visit us online at cjls.com and click on The Weekender. The Weekender is a production of the Y95 Newsroom and is brought to you by Aris Yarmouth, your one-stop healthy home center.